Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Donald Trump is thanking U.S. Supreme Court justices for agreeing to hear arguments in his immunity claims case over charges he interfered in U.S. government election proceedings after November 2020. He expressed gratitude via Truth Social following the High Court's decision, announced Wednesday to hear the immunity arguments and make a ruling. The FAA is giving Boeing a 90-day ultimatum to address its quality and safety concerns. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Following a day-long meeting on Wednesday, it was reported that an FAA-commissioned investigation revealed a disconnect between the company's leadership and its workforce on safety matters. The investigation also highlighted employees' concerns about potential repercussions, such as reassignment or limited career advancement, for reporting safety issues.
Both President Biden and former President Trump will visit the U.S.-Mexico border as controversy over the handling of the immigrant influx continues. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
President Biden will travel to Brownsville, Texas to meet with U.S. Border Patrol agents, law enforcement, and local leaders.
Meanwhile, former President Trump is set to visit Eagle Pass. The two leaders enter the Lone Star State as Biden's expected to renew a call for Republican lawmakers in D.C. to reconsider the U.S. Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid deal that would allow a U.S. administration to shut down the border if needed. It was a deal Trump opposed. And President Biden's physician confirms his fitness for presidential duty following a routine physical at Walter Reed Wednesday. A medical summary indicates no new concerns. The president opted out of a cognitive test, the White House citing doctor's advice that it was unnecessary. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is declaring a disaster in 60 counties due to a wildfire in the Texas Panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek Fire, which has consumed 500,000 acres since Monday, is anticipated to expand even further. According to the Texas A&M Forest Service, this wildfire ranks as the second largest in the state's history. There's a deal coming together to fund the government for another week or so. The House expected to vote Thursday on a bill for temporary funding. It could face tough sledding in the U.S. Senate, though.
I ask my colleagues to stay flexible and be ready to act quickly when the time comes.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Republicans in the U.S. Senate will be finding a new leader come November because Mitch McConnell will be stepping aside. He made the announcement on the Senate floor Wednesday, saying it's time for a new generation of leadership. After the November elections, the 82-year-old Kentucky lawmaker said he will step aside from his role as minority leader, but will serve out the rest of his term, which ends in January 2020. 2027. McConnell is the longest-serving Senate party leader in American history. Chrysler recalling over 330,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees thanks to a steering wheel problem that could result in the wheel coming loose and maybe causing drivers to lose control of the vehicle. The recall encompasses 2021-23 Jeep Grand Cherokee L and 2022-23 Jeep Grand Cherokee models. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, happy Monday. We're getting to the end of another month. Can you believe it already? I mean, they're just flying by here. It's incredible. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Monday to you. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, with all that we're hearing, and you may not be hearing everything that has to do with COVID, dengue fever. I mean, it's just bizarre. I mean, it's almost like what... you know, we're being groomed and led to believe that we should all just become germaphobes. And some of this stuff is pretty serious. It's pretty crazy. That's why I wanted to have Dr. Richard Bartlett back with us. He's an emergency room medical doctor. And he's sounding the alarm not only on the latest data that is raising serious concerns about the safety and effectiveness of the COVID jabs. And this is according to the journal Frontiers in Immunology. And also the new Colorado Bat Lab location confirmed to develop the CDC tier, what they call tier one select agents like Ebola, despite the university's denials. And also what's going on in Brazil. And I don't know about you, but every time I hear anything associated with the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, I just, it just throws up all kinds of flags. Dr. Bartlett joins us now. Dr. Bartlett, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill Martinez. I tell you, people are listening to the right voice right now.
Well, that's very kind of you, but we hope they are because, look, knowledge is power, and you have to own your own knowledge. I mean, we're going to share a lot of stuff with you with Dr. Bartlett this morning, and as we say, don't just take our word for it. This is information. Verify it. Let it be your own knowledge because this is stuff you're not getting, you know, from our government, which all seems very suspicious, Dr. Bartlett.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a bigger picture here, and I'm sounding the alarm and wanting people to see that it wasn't just Wuhan Institute of Virology. You know, there's a WIV1 virus strain, very specific, and that stands for Wuhan Institute of Virology 1. Guess where that was created by gain of function, by genetic engineering, by gene splicing. It was made at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Therefore, that's why it's called WIV1, Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Makes sense.
And that,
right?
That was actually studied in the United. That was actually used for further genetic engineering. It's been reported at Montana's bioweapon lab with animals, and so we're talking about Rocky Mountain Lab in Montana. And so this story really became really obvious to me on another level when we saw that Denver Health, Denver, Colorado, in the middle of the United States, Denver Health, the epicenter for taking care of people if there's a crisis in the middle of the United States, That's where everybody would go to for all of Colorado if there was a crisis. Vaccinated their paramedics, nurses, and doctors for Ebola. You know, Ebola has never been a problem in Colorado, and so what are they doing?
Yeah. What do they know that we don't? What do they know that we don't?
That's the question. And so, looking a little deeper, that was in November that they did a press release. They had local news stories bragging about how they were vaccinating their first responders for a future outbreak of Ebola. So that's kind of weird. And so, looking in the mainstream media of UK, you can find out more about what's happening in the United States than looking at the mainstream media in the United States. There's tremendous censorship here, and you got to ask why would the Daily Mail, for instance, in the UK, one of the main outlets, be covering a new bio lab being created in Fort Collins, Colorado, 65 miles north of Denver, that is going to be working with bats that are just shipped in from China, horseshoe bats, and they're going to be, and they have a history, a checkered past for lab violations that have been investigated by Congress itself. Mm-hmm. And so digging deeper, it was Fort Collins Labs that were doing gain-of-function research and different types of research with dangerous viruses that were investigated by Colorado, by the Congress. Mm-hmm. And they ran into a brick wall. So I'm telling you, we're looking at a big overview for right now because we can't go into great detail. We don't have 5 hours for the show. But people can go to johnfleetwood.com. That's spelled without an H, johnfleetwood.com. And they'll see story after story breaking it down with the links to the scientific studies. Validating what we're talking about, that there is gain-of-function research, there is bioweapon labs. Of course there are. Mm-hmm. They didn't disappear after 9/11. This has proliferated around the world, and the CDC is involved in a lot of research with Ebola. Mm-hmm. Actually, the World Health Organization, which is not American, un-American, has said that there are 9 future pandemics we can expect, and they're actually making vaccines for each of those actively or right now. And so Ebola's on the list. There's and the reason I say that, the bigger picture is it's not just about Ebola, which they vaccinated first responders in Denver for. It's not just Ebola that it might be studied 65 miles north. And I say might like I'm that's almost sarcastic. But we know that Ebola has been worked with publicly. It's been reported just near in Montana at the Rocky Mountain Lab. So in the middle of the United States, they're monkeying around in labs that are deadly bioweapons, and they're also making vaccines at the same time.
We're getting reports that, oops, we're hearing oops in some of these labs. That's concerning.
Yeah. Yeah, right? So there were FOIA requests that turned into a major investigation by USA Today in 2016. And so people can go to USA Today. That's a mainstream outlet in the United States that actually was concerned back in 2016. And so if people will do their own research, they can go to johnfleetwood.com and get the links there to the USA Today FOIA requests and what was uncovered about the serious lab safety violations at these biosafety labs, which is where you would do bioweapon research, making things more deadly and more contagious.
Yeah, Dr. Bartley, you know, we've mentioned, you know, John Fleetwood, and John reports every week with us, and the reason that he's so valuable is that he has really honed down on this. He's drilled deep into this. He's been staying on top of it. And providing these links, I mean, he's very vigilant about this information. So he's like a one-man information source when it comes to, you know, these potential pandemics and the kind of shenanigans that these health officials and even our government are doing. And this is in spite of, you know, Senate hearings and Rand Paul talking about gain of function and just how, you know, serious, you know, that is. And when we come back, Dr. Bartley, I know we talked a little bit the last time. But I really want you to, you know, unfold and unpack a little bit more this idea of gain of function. And because for me, in my very, you know, amateur short of way, but in certainly eager for knowledge, you know, I see this as just, you know, kind of a nice way to put biological warfare, which is supposed to be restrained and greatly restricted, if not, you know, clearly eliminated. But you can explain to us more on the other side of the break. More from Dr. Richard Bartlett. Stay with us. 15 after.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. You know, what I find quite interesting is when there's conversation about Bill Gates and the Linda Gates Foundation, as I mentioned, I get a little nervous. And part of this that adds to my concern is that in typical elite fashion, you know, these self-appointed elites who think they know better and they should rule the world. And, you know, you hear controversies like, you know, Bill Gates being a eugenicist, I guess back in 2013, maybe before, then he made a statement that supported that kind of ideology. His dad, we know, was involved with Planned Parenthood as well. The idea being, you know, this idea of eugenicism is that they feel like the population of the world is too much. In fact, they were freaking out when it was 2 billion. Now it's 5 billion. So you got to imagine the brain damage that's going on with these eugenicists who just think that it's unsustainable. There's no way that the earth, this is why they want to teach us to eat bugs, because that's the way we're going to be able to, you know, manage the population. And then along the way, hey, look, at throw in a pandemic or two, you know, call the herd. And, you know, basically what happens in this process, because the elites are in control, we get to participate in their global lab rat experiment here. It just would appear to me. I know it sounds conspiratorial, and you're going, Martinez, I can hear the crinkling of the tinfoil hat that's on your head right now. I'm only laying this out because years of experience and information, you know, has brought me to more and more of this conclusion. And the thing to also note is whenever, you know, Dr. Richard Bartlett, whenever words like that are said about Bill Gates, I don't ever hear him saying, what are you talking about? I'm not a eugenicist. I'm not for this. I mean, there's nothing to refute or defend, you know, this this consideration, is there?
No. And so we have government leaders that have been concerned about the WHO's attempt to take over in case there's a future pandemic,
uh-huh.
By their definition. As of, I think it's in May this year. It's in May this year. They're going to vote again about a pandemic agreement with all the nations of the world that the WHO gets to take charge and dictate what is done on a local level in Florida and Texas, around the world. No local decision-making based on boots on the ground, common sense. It'll be one-size-fits-all response to any future pandemic, and it'll be dictated by them. Mm-hmm. Now, who?
Yeah, because they did such a great job during the last pandemic, right? I mean, they had everything right. They saved lives at every turn, and all honor and glory to the WHO, right?
So
being sarcastic.
So the WHO, you know, is actually has a great deal, a large percentage of the funding for the World Health Organization, which is a manufactured, unelected branch of the United Nations, which is going to try to supersede the United States sovereignty. If there's a pandemic, they will be in charge of the United States response, is what their goal is. And so hopefully this doesn't happen. Michelle Bachmann, a former United States representative, has been in Davos and last year, and she was sounding the alarm, and it got voted down at the last second by just one small country in Africa's representative voting against it. That was what saved us from this happening last year. Just one small country in Africa had a representative that voted against it. I hope that person's still alive.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
They're going to be voting again in May. And so what would happen? Well, you have Bill Gates Foundation that, by one report, funds 80% of the funding for the World Health Organization. That's a tremendous amount of influence by someone who's – Bill Gates is not a medical doctor, not a nurse, not a chiropractor, not a pharmacist, not a janitor in a hospital, has no medical background whatsoever. Look at the influence he has, and then look at the World Health Organization. The director of the WHO is a fellow who is not a medical doctor, not a nurse, not a chiropractor, not a pharmacist, not a janitor in a hospital, Dr. Tedros. And he has dictated, I'll give you an example. He had 9 epidemiologists and virologists tell him that advice concerning monkeypox. And they said, after they studied it, they said it's not a worldwide crisis. He overrode all of their advice, even though he's not a doctor, a medical doctor, a chiropractor, a pharmacist, a nurse. And he, in his own vote, by his own decree, said it is a worldwide crisis.
Wow.
Monkeypox. Do you remember monkeypox crisis?
No.
It wasn't a crisis here in Texas.
Right.
And so I'm saying that's the power that is being concentrated in the hands of people who are not qualified.
Yes.
And that are not American. And it's an attempt to usurp authority. But there are 9 pandemics that the WHO has already talked about that are in the can that you can expect coming, including Ebola, including a disease X, which I would say, in my opinion, after doing research, is going to be a bird flu, which has never been a problem for humans before. But a bird flu made in the lab will be a problem. We had the CDC director, Robert Redfield, say that the COVID was just a wake-up call, that the great pandemic will be a bird flu that kills 15% of the people. And I think I heard him say in that interview that it will become it'll be uncovered that it came from a lab. Well, there is evidence that is being that they're doing gain of function, which is actually where it's a very obtuse term to try to distract from the reality that they're doing genetic engineering to make viruses more deadly and more contagious for humans. That's what gain-of-function research means. And so you would say, why would they do that? Well, they are doing it, and nobody's holding them in check. There is no check.
Yeah, the mad scientists are left to their own devices. And to your point, I mean, with this outbreak of dengue fever, I mean, that's what they've done. They are genetically modifying a species. And along the way, Dr. Bartlett, we're hearing, you know, they're creating monsters.
Creating the problem and then creating and then presenting the solution that they created at the same time. And so if you go to johnfleetwood.com, you'll see the 9 future pandemics that the WHO has openly announced you can expect. And John Fleetwood has the links showing that they've already created vaccines for these diseases that we have not had to deal with. And so they bring the problem and they bring the solution. They're actually working in real time on both a problem and a solution that we've never had to deal with. And so, for instance, there's no Ebola outbreak in the United States yet, but they've vaccinated the paramedics, nurses, and doctors in Denver Health for an impending Ebola outbreak, for a future outbreak is what they've reported. And so that was just in November. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is it's happening. You alluded to the fact that Bill Gates is involved in everything, and that makes me very concerned since he's not qualified to be involved in medical issues on any level. But he actually is part of funding for the mosquito factories. They're making factories where they're doing genetically modified, genetically engineered mosquitoes and dumping them on populations to, quote, decrease the population of mosquitoes. What happens, though, is the mosquito-borne illnesses go through the roof at every place that they've done this. It doesn't. Yeah. It may. Their excuse is they're radiating the mosquitoes, and they're not, and they're sterile, and they're going to decrease the population. But what happens in reality? If you look in Bangladesh last year, after they had shortly after they dropped these genetically engineered mosquitoes on Bangladesh, they had a surge in mosquito-borne illnesses and deaths from mosquito-borne illnesses. We just see that right now happening in Brazil. And now for the 10 to 14-year-olds in school systems there that are a captive audience, they have announced that they're going to give a new vaccine for dengue fever because they're having the same problem on the heels of the Bill Gates mosquitoes being released.
So dengue fever being very, very good to the Bill and Linda Gates Foundation. Money. Right.
Money.
This is all funneling back through the WHO and the globalists that will find a way to utilize this. I mean, this is just one form of weaponization against the public at large, because you've got to get them all bending their knee to the one world government. Right.
Germ warfare.
I mean, ultimately. Yes, exactly. Yeah, whether, you know, you talk and you hear gain of function, that's what it comes down to, the bottom line. Germ warfare, they're going to scare the holy hell out of you. And we got a little taste of it in this pandemic, in the COVID pandemic. And we saw the responses. Dr. Richard Bartlett has been our guest. Dr. Bartlett, as always, appreciate the time. Take care.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
USA News Update. It's a big day at the U.S.-Mexico border. Our current president and the former both visiting Texas today.
Dual border visits today in Texas. President Biden scheduled to head to Brownsville, where there have been limited illegal crossings. Former President Trump heading to Eagle Pass, a hot spot, which has seen thousands and thousands of illegal crossings.
USA's Laura Winters. President Biden's physician is confirming his fitness for duty following a routine physical at Walter Reed Wednesday. The president did not undergo a cognitive test, the White House citing doctor's advice that it was unnecessary. Political polling shows many American voters expressed doubts about Biden's suitability for office due to his advanced age. And it's leap day, February 29th. We won't see another one for 4 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. And again, as we break down these conspiracies and revisit them, you know, post the conspiratorial zone, right, when all this stuff was coming out and all these different ideas and anecdotal stories during the era of COVID, and we were all, you know, accused of being, you know, conspirators and not pursuing the truth and, you know, putting out disinformation. But here it is once again, especially when we're talking about COVID mortality, we're proven to be right. In this particular headline, thousands of elderly secretly killed. This is America we're talking about here. And I understand the shock that of that reality and that statement, what that must be doing to you to make you wonder, you know, who's running this popcorn stand and why is America under, you know, this kind of threat. What the heck is going on? But thousands of elderly secretly killed to boost COVID mortality rates. With us to talk more about it, and she's reporting on this, is Leslie Manoukian. Leslie, thank you for coming on. She's the president and founder of Health Freedom Defense Fund. So thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Sure. It's great to be here with you, Bill. It's such an unbelievable story. It really is hard for most people to even comprehend, but there were a lot of shenanigans going on in the early part of 2020, which actually exaggerated the number of cases, exaggerated the number of deaths, and created the environment of panic and fear that facilitated the draconian measures that were implemented. And it's, listen, I think that there was evidence from the beginning, but this is becoming more apparent now that this was a deliberate attempt to actually frighten people.
Exactly.
It's really terrifying.
Well, and plus, I think at the very bottom of this, and nobody wants to touch this because it just sounds like it's way out there, but there is a, you know, there's a mindset amongst the elite that firmly believe, Leslie, there's too many people on the planet. And so if, you know, we can take advantage of a pandemic here and there and call the herd, somehow that's justified. Because, I mean, they've been saying this for years. I mean, when we were hitting 2 billion as a planetary population, they were freaking out and clutching their pearls. And now here we are at 8 billion. They think, okay, well, you know, so what? So what if we lose people? I mean, they're just so insincere about life. It matters little to them. And I think that's part of their worldview that, you know, makes this all so crass and hard-hearted.
It is. I think it's so hard for people to digest because most of us are kind, caring human beings, and we can't even fathom the kinds of things that these people actually plan. And I think that's what's really terrifying. And let me just say, Bill, so that your listeners know who I am, Health Freedom Defense Fund, I founded in 2020. And I founded it to defend our health freedoms and to educate people about their freedoms. And we are the organization that sued the federal government over the federal travel mask mandate and defeated it. We stopped the federal travel mask mandate, okay? I'm bringing it up because when CDC in court was required to support the documentation in support of their mandate, they could not provide a single randomized controlled trial.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have any. My point is, they lied. They misled the public about masks. Their own study showed that masks did not do anything, published in May of 2020. And yet they went out and told people that you should mask. And we now know from Fauci's recent testimony that they made up the 6 feet distancing. They don't know where it came from. They just made it up. I know where it came from. It was like a 12-year-old's science paper or something. Anyway, my point is they changed the way that deaths were coded to allow any death that had a positive COVID test to be labeled as a COVID death. They issued what are called DNRs, do not resuscitate, without without the consent of the party or the family. And the data that we're specifically speaking about where thousands of people are known to have been euthanized via a sedative called midazolam are from the UK. But there is reason to believe that this happened everywhere. So, yes, thousands of people in Britain, elderly people, cut off from their families, were euthanized. Think about this, people.
Yes.
And they exaggerated the cases and deaths by changing things in order to frighten you.
Yeah.
In order to frighten you. Mm-hmm. It's a lot to digest, I know.
There is. There's so much to deal with here. What about remdesivir? Because we had a lot of reports about remdesivir being part of the lethal cocktail combined with, the ventilators that were, promoting deaths here in America.
Well, you know what the nickname for remdesivir is, right? Have you ever heard it?
Go ahead and tell me. You might be a reminder, but go ahead. I can't think of it offhand, so go ahead.
Run, death is near, instead of remdesivir.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes. Yeah.
So, listen, they're quiet.
They're so quiet post-analysis on that, right? I mean, we speak of it, and, you know, if we're on YouTube, they cancel us, you know, and we've been canceled a couple of times because, you know, what are we, just a bunch of idiots? You know, I'm talking to, you know, medical professionals that have said this, you know, have said, okay, this is what we've discovered. Yes, and even the CDC, going back to what you were saying earlier, the CDC at one point came out and had to admit that the numbers were inflated, that the actual deaths by COVID only was really about 3 or 4% of the reported number. Well, 3-4% made it like a normal kind of flu season or a less than, flu season. But because the numbers were so hyped up, I mean, to me, and you know how important this is in doing, in studying health. Is data is so important not only for the here and now, but 10 years, 20 years down the road, when the next pandemic comes, and it will, then they're going to look back in this period of time, hey, how did they handle it? You know, and the information and the data that they're going to have is just going to be so corrupt and tainted that we are doing damage to future generations because the way this was handled. Does that make sense?
Well, very much so. Listen, we knew from the Princess cruise ship that the infection fatality rate was about 1% in an elderly population aboard a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one wants anybody to die, but that is nothing. The elderly die at higher rates from the flu than 1% infection fatality rates. And so what they did, they knew from the very beginning what the truth was, but they hyped the heck out of it in order to sell vaccines, in order to sell lockdowns, in order to essentially achieve the greatest wealth transfer we've ever seen in the history of humanity, from you and me to the super rich. There were like 200 billionaires. 200 billionaires were minted during the COVID crisis. So basically, they knew what was going on. They changed the criteria. Let's also remember, by any historical definition of the term pandemic, there was no pandemic.
Exactly.
This is hard for people to understand, but it's very, very true. They changed it from widespread death and morbidity, like around the world, to widespread morbidity. So they took out the death component. And they then hyped death by changing the code. So you could be dying in a motorcycle crash. They apply a COVID test to you. They say that you tested positive, and so now you're listed as a COVID death. And that happens constantly.
Right. So why even bother to run the test, because you already knew the conclusion? I mean, they could have just faked that they ran a test. Right?
Yeah, and, I know people who actually were asked to take it. I know people whose family members were in the hospitals, and they were asked to let them code it as COVID.
So what you just laid out here right now, and I want the audience to get their brain around, is that all this that took place was preceded with an emergency authorization use, right? And when that came into play, that just, Katie, bar the door. That just gave all control and power to a government entity that had no right to exercise, because there was really no true predicate for emergency authorization, was there? By definition.
No, there wasn't.
We've got to go to break. We'll unwrap that a little bit more when we get back. More from Leslie Manoukian after this. Stay with us.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for
for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Leslie Manoukian continues with us, the president and founder of Health Freedom Defense Fund. A former successful Wall Street business executive, her career in finance took her from New York to London with Goldman Sachs, and as if that's not enough to keep her busy. She's also an award-winning documentary filmmaker. In 2011, she released The Greater Good to rave reviews and awards, a documentary she wrote and produced, which explores the debate surrounding vaccines. Here in 2011, you're addressing this debate over vaccines, which has been going on for a while. But, this documentary was a bit prescient that here no sooner do you do this. And, 7, 8 years later, here comes the pandemic, huh?
Yeah, well, having done over 20 years of research, I mean, I was someone who always got vaccinations, never had any question about them, never had any reason to doubt until I started to get really sick. I didn't know it was wrong. And I ended up reading a book called Vaccines, Are They Really Safe and Effective? And that book prompted me, that and also being called by God, essentially, to make the movie, prompted me to go on a journey starting to explore what we did and didn't know about the science surrounding vaccinations. And I started to realize that much of what we know about medicine and biology are not accurate. They are postulated, and they're also manipulated by the researchers. And so, yes, that it's funny because Yanya Kellick of the Epoch Times, he is a friend of mine, and he, when he watched The Greater Good, the movie that I made, he said, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe this! This came out in 2011. We started making it in 2007." And so, yes, it's more relevant today, Bill, than when we first released it, because people now fully understand the revolving door between industry and regulatory agencies that we discussed. They understand how the system has been manipulated and why there's been an explosion in the number of vaccines that are being given to our children. It's now up to close to 100 doses for children in their lifetime.
Wow.
And it's nearly
That's
30
crazy.
Doses in the first year of life. 30 doses almost in the first year of life. This is just you know, and our children have never been sicker. So
yeah, it is excessive. There's no doubt about it. Greater Good, can people still see it? I mean, go to YouTube, or how do they access that they want to see it?
Go to greatergoodmovie.org, and you can watch it there for $5.
Oh, wow.
And we ask people, listen, that's how we keep the website going, is by people watching it for $5, $4.95.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You got a customer. I'm doing this. This is awesome. Because you talk about your reality of coming into the knowledge that, there had to be something, suspicious about vaccines. My mother every year would always yell at me. She goes, you need to get a flu shot. You need to get a flu shot. And I go, Mom, why do I need to get a flu shot? Well, you need to do this. And I said, well, every time I get a flu shot, I get the flu. So why do I want a flu shot? In fact, here recently, I went to see a doctor, and they had the vaccine. It was already, they had it already in the needle, getting ready to inject me, and they got that. And I said, what's that? And they go, that's the COVID. I don't do that. And then they also had a flu shot. And the nurse asked, she goes, have you ever had any bad reaction to a flu shot? I said, yeah, I got the flu. And that's why you ain't putting that in my body. Okay. So by experience, I still want, and I didn't get vaccinated. In fact, I get a little nervous because when I go in and fill doctor's paperwork or whatever, they always ask, have you been vaccinated with COVID? And I'm going, why are you asking me that question? To me, that's an invasion of. Yeah, because they.
Do you know why?
Yeah, they're tracking me. And they're tracking others.
Exactly. They've actually created a disease code called vaccine refuser or something like that. So it's now actually considered a disease code that they enter into your record.
Right.
In order to track those who are shunning one or all vaccines. It's outrageous.
Well, it is. And I can tell you by experience, Leslie, because when this came up, I think in March COVID was breaking out. My daughter-in-law, who I love dearly, decided to spread the love, and she gave me the COVID. And when I was visiting them in California, and I thought, and it was very light. I had, barely a cough, but I was supposed to go to Hawaii and to take the test so I could get on the plane. They said, no, you got the COVID. So couldn't go, and I don't think I was able to clear the PCR test, which is also another fake thing that we found out subsequently, right? But yeah, I had to wait like 8 weeks before I could go. It was a mess. But I thought, okay, I'm going to keep an eye on this to see how my natural immune system responds to this. Because if you recall, Dr. COVID himself, Dr. Fauci, goes, well, natural immunity can't rely on that because it's only good for maybe a couple of months, right? I am this is like almost 4 years later, right? And my T cells, my immune system, because I monitor it. I just as a project, an interest. I make sure that every time, because I have to have blood tests twice a year, and so I monitor it, and my T cell numbers are as strong as ever. So at least in my specific case, I can say Dr. Fauci is full of it because here I am 3 or 4 years and counting. And my immune system is as strong as ever, post COVID. But that's just me, okay? That's not a prescription. This is anecdotal, and this is one man's experience. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, they just wanted people to be afraid. So during the break, I was mentioning to you something, which I think it just drives this home. First of all, as I mentioned, in Britain, they were administering midazolam, which is an end-of-life sedative, okay? So it makes you forget things, and it makes you very drowsy and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And they administered this to thousands of people. It's now been revealed, okay? As I mentioned also, we knew already that the infection fatality rate on the Princess cruise ships was only 1% in an elderly population, which is nothing. Mm-hmm. In everybody else, people less than 70, it's nothing. It's like a blip, It's a pimple on a elephant.
Yeah.
But these deaths were all blamed on COVID because you know what? You can't get the public to accept lockdowns, masks, distancing, medical mandates, vaccine cards, contact tracing, shutting down our businesses, all these things unless you frighten the heck out of him and panic.
Right.
And so that's what they did. And there's evidence now, we actually have this, that there were 11,000 deaths in New York City that are not linked to a name.
Now,
births and deaths are a matter of public record. These deaths should be linked to a name. But so far, the public records requests have failed to obtain names associated with 11,000 deaths. And remember, where was the hotspot that everybody was freaking out about? And where were they, like, lining up body refrigeration cars, you know, trucks and things like this in New York City?
In New York. Right.
And yet, was it real? There were people who also went into hospitals and said there was no one there. If you remember, there was footage early on.
Yeah, exactly.
And you combine this, let me just say this also, with something called the Trusted News Initiative, which was this fake initiative supposedly, purportedly to control misinformation. But what it was a collaboration between the big tech, the government, the pharmaceutical industry.
Propaganda arm is what it turned out to be. Right.
Well, to censor us.
Yes.
And to propagandize the public, right? So they could
exactly
so much fear, because if you're frightened, then you'll give away your rights and people will do as they're told. And that's what happened.
Yeah. Leslie, let me ask you this. Have you been able to determine, you know, what this is? I see this kind of as all a preamble for something greater. I mean, we think, oh, we got it on the other side of this pandemic. There's an end game here, and I don't think that we quite understand this. I mean, we kind of wrap it up in saying, well, the oligarchs and the globalists, they want power and control. I think it's more diabolical than that. My gut tells me this. I don't have, and I'm telling you right now, this is theory. It's just, there's just too much here to think that this is a one and done deal.
Well, it's not a one and done deal. There are many components to this, though. First of all, it is not a conspiracy theory at all. It is a fact that the World Health Organization, the United Nations, have put out something called Agenda 2030, and most nations of the world have signed on to this, which is all of these nice, flowery-sounding goals about reducing emissions and, you know, having better protection of the environment and all these things. But it's really about control and herding us into cities, smart cities, where we can be monitored 24/7. Okay, so that's what's really going on. If you also read Klaus Schwab's book COVID-19: The Great Reset, that came out unbelievably serendipitously in the early summer of 2020. I mean, how did he write that so fast?
Right.
And get it published so quickly. That is all about how the elite want to use COVID-19 as an opportunity for a great reset. So I've given presentations, which you can find on our website, healthfreedomdefense.org, and then you click on Learn and go to my presentations. It's called Installation of a Digital Control Grid, and I unpack why they need a great reset.
Yes.
Much of it's financial. They have put themselves, all the Western countries, have borrowed to as though there's no tomorrow, and they are in trouble, and they need a great reset because they can't keep borrowing. So I think that's what's really going on, is that there's ultimately going to be a great reset, and the question is, is it going to be the way that you and I want, where we clean up government and completely, you know, clean house? Or is it going to be an authoritarian response, which is what the elite wants?
Exactly. Well, this has been a long time coming. It has been predicted. This is the direction that we're heading into. Again, remind everybody the website, how they can be informed. Because we say, you know, we often say, Leslie, that you must own your own knowledge. Don't just take our word for it. Check it out for yourself and own your own knowledge. So when you have this conversation with your loved ones, you have a little bit more to say than the thickness of a bumper sticker, right?
Very much so. And you know what? What I'm talking about, a lot of it's published on our website under the Learn tab. Our website is
Real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, healthfreedomdefense.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have